Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, all business people want to prosper. They want to succeed. They want to do better than they did last year. They want a nice, profitable business. They want to be respected in the community. They want to be proud of themselves. They got into business, and it was much harder than they thought it was. They thought, this will be easy. I've got it together. But when you get into business, or you buy a business, whichever, you pretty much are confident that you think you know all of the right answers to all of the decisions. But that's not necessarily true. One of the goals in business is to make more right decisions than you make wrong decisions. And you can't think that you're not going to make a wrong decision, because that's just not reality. You will miss something. You will not see something clearly. Something will change in the marketplace that will keep you from executing your plan. But how do you know if you make the right decision? See, one of the problems that business owners have, CEOs, presidents, and business owners, is when they get into business, they are obsessed with business. They are obsessed with making the right decision. They believe that nobody in the company can make decisions as well as they can. And we know that's a mistake. Because again, repeating myself, if you make all the right decisions, or as many as possible, you will prosper. So how do you guard against making wrong decisions? Well, first of all, as you know, you've got to surround yourself with a team of right people. This means employees, this means professionals, this means people that you trust for guidance. And when you have to make a big decision, you don't just say, I'm going to make that decision. You lay the course of action out in your mind. You think about it. You think about it as much as you can to get it right. And then you go to your key people, your key employees, and you go, what do you think? How successful will this be? And then you have to listen to those people. Or you go to your professionals. You go to your, depending on what the subject is, you go to your attorney, your accountant, your consultant, your marketing company, whatever it happens to be, and you discuss your plans. You're not looking for people to agree with you. If they don't agree with you, that's incredibly valuable. If everybody just is a yes person and agrees with you, it could absolutely be disaster. So if someone disagrees with you, you take that and you're grateful for that perspective, and you start to tear it apart, and you start to think to yourself, are they right? Is this right? Is there something I should change here in my plan? Or should I move forward with my plan and take it as far as I can? Success is creating a team of people that you can trust to help you make decisions, run your company, and at some point, you grow big enough, or maybe you are big enough, that you have different departments. You might have manufacturing, you might have sales, you might have office staff, you might have marketing. And you have to, again, choose the very best people that you can find, and then they have to present their plans to you, and you have to say, is that the right decision? Don't just think that you know the answer. When business people start their business, they're confident. I know what to do. I know how to handle this. I know how to make it better than the competition. But the more input you get, the more understanding you get of the problem, the challenge, or the growth, the more successful you will be. If you just have the attitude that many business people have, I know, I'm going to make that decision, I'm just going to do it, nobody's going to tell me what to do, you're going to find somewhere along the way that you are not successful. Success is gathering information, listening to what people have to say, sorting out what will work, what will not work, get perspective, get more perspective, until you absolutely say to yourself, there's nothing else to explore. I know what to do here, and then execute. Now, at some point, again, you're going to want divisions in your company, different departments, and you're going to teach the people who are running those areas of your business how to make a decision, how not just to, as they say, fly off the handle and decide they're going to do something. Every decision that you make that's thoughtful moves your business forward. Every decision you make that is counterproductive to what you want to accomplish sets you back. And not doesn't just set you back a little bit. It sets you back a long way, and you've got to start over again. You've got to start building that momentum again. So the key to success is cooperation, is thinking, is listening. And, of course, you have to come up with the idea first. You've got to know what you want to talk about. You've got to look at the marketplace and say, what's going on here? Where can I be in the marketplace? What can I do to get people's attention? What can I do differently than other companies? And if you really want to have your company stand out, and one of the things that I've noticed today in the business world is there isn't anything called customer service. People seem to think that customers are a bother. They don't treat them well. So if you excel in customer service, if your people promise something and they keep their word, you will go a long way to success. And if there is a problem, you get on the phone, you talk to the customer about the problem. Everything has changed radically in the last few years. It's almost like the Industrial Revolution of the 1900s. People don't want to talk to each other anymore. They want to text. They want to send an email. They don't get on the phone, and they don't create business relationships. And that's one of the things that we need to do to be successful. We need to create those business relationships because we need to know whose perspective we can rely upon. When we have something to talk about, who's the person that is the go-to person that will understand our position, where we are, and what we want to do? And you can't do that by texting people. So you have to surround yourself with people. You have to meet with other business owners at lunch, never dinner, because dinner is complicated. But lunch is, you know, a certain period of time. People want to get back to their business. Listen to their stories. Listen to what they have to say. Listen to their challenges. Listen to their successes. There's new technology. We can do amazing things with technology these days. But as far as people goes, there's nothing new. People all still pretty much want the same things. They all pretty much, when they buy something, buy it for the same reasons that they used to. Knowledge, understanding, cooperation, teamwork, right people in the right place, which is a big one. Not being afraid to say, I made a mistake. We're going to stop doing that, and we're going to take another direction. You can create incredible success by being an incredible CEO, president, or business owner who doesn't think they know everything and surround themselves with the team that's going to help them just prosper and do a better job than the competition. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. To continue the conversation, go to my website, talkbusinesswithhoward.com. Connect on LinkedIn. Till the next time, I know you will be in action and make it happen.